Hi, this is a new patient dictation. Patient name is Javela Ki, Javella Key. Javela Ki. Date of birth is 10/28/1963. Date of accident is 4/8/2023. The patient reports of the following chief complaints: severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, moderate pain in both the shoulders, and shooting pain to both legs, both buttocks, anteriorly and posteriorly both legs, and anteriorly in both upper extremities, affecting second, third, and fourth finger as numbness and tingling. In addition, patient suffers from headaches which are mild to moderate. All of these symptoms are reported to be involved due to an accident from the accident of 4/8/2023. The patient informs that she was traveling with a patient, Janice Edward, in Roseville at 696 on Gray Street. And she was a restaurant driver. And traveling in a 2012 MKX Lincoln and at 35 miles an hour, they were collided with a truck with unknown speed in Roseville near 696 and Gray Street. They were about to cross the intersection that a car came from behind, a truck came from behind and rear-ended them. And that is the issue. The car was totaled, back part of the car was damaged, engine fell off, and multiple damage that patient is unable to list. She has been requested to send us a picture of the car and a police report. Regarding the injury, patient report that she cannot remember everything, but she had a cut on the eye and also a cut in the neck, which didn't require any sutures. There was no fracture, lacerations, other than what is being recorded. However, she was taken to emergency room, St. John Hospital emergency, where CT scan and x-rays were done and was found negative. Patient was not wearing seatbelt, it appears, and airbag did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident, and police came on the scene, ambulance came on the scene. She has reported that she has had deposition and an IME, which has been done on her, and those reports are not available at the time of dictation. They have been requested. He also reports that she is usually very sore after physical therapy, and she has only done limited physical therapy. She has had 7 epidural injections to the lumbar and also 2 hip injections. Additionally, patient reports that she has done 3 or 4 visits to the chiropractic. She was earlier seeing body mechanics, and for physical therapy, they did 10 to 15 visits according to her, with no relief. Aquatic solution she tried, and they also have done 10 to 15 visits with no major relief. She was being seen at Northland Radiology with Dr. Kripchak, K-R-I-P-C-H-A-K, who did the epidural injection, lumbar epidural 7, and right hip injection times 2 with no relief. She reports that she was recommended a hip surgery by Dr. Kripchak, but she chose not to go for surgery. Epidural injections have never been done to the cervical spine. History of the presenting illness: patient is reporting of headaches which are 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, usually located in the back, mild to moderate, off and on, and they are not sensitive to the light or noise. They are associated with nausea, but not associated with any vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI: patient does not report any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness. She has no issues in the ear, ringing in the ear, or any sparks in the vision, or loss of vision, or incontinence, or any vomiting. However, patient reports of loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and nightmares, along with blurred vision. She also reports of some moderate difficulty in walking, fatigue. She reports of weakness. She also reports of numbness and tingling in both upper and lower extremities. She denies any subtle anesthesia, any anxiety, depression, panic, or sleep disturbance. Regarding the pain, patient has a severe pain in the neck, which is 10, lower back pain is 8, mid back pain is 8. Pain in both the shoulders is reported to be 5, and she has a difficult time lifting the arm in abduction or forward flexion beyond 90 degrees, after which it starts hurting her. Some weakness is reported in both the upper extremities, and there is a shooting pain in both the arms, in the front of the arm, affecting second, third, and fourth finger. And they are off and on numb. And the patient reports that she can walk less than half a block. She has to sit most of the time, no more than 10-15 minutes, standing 10-15 minutes, and sleep is for only a short time. She reports of weakness of both the legs and both the arms, and a constant numbness and tingling of both upper extremity and lower extremity is reported. Please review the chart for rest of the pain history, which is several times a day, as the type of pain, the intensity, the ADLs, modified factor for the pain. The investigations and prior treatment system review, as well as surgical history. She has a total hysterectomy in 2009. Allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, disability, legal history. She does a sequencing of the parts, which are 20 to 50 pounds all day long, and she has to stand most of the part of the day. She has Mike Fortner as a lawyer and personal history and ADLs. Physical examination. This is a 61-year-old African-American female of a average build, obese, using a cane to walk with. She is alert-oriented, operative and conscious, sitting comfortably. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain faces are noticed. Doesn't appear to be overly anxious or lethargic. And patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk, limping with the pain, and also painful, using a cane to walk with. Slowly. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including the psychiatric, neurological examination, and they are all normal. Musculature examination, there are no, is completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination. The patient has mild tenderness of the bilateral spine and L4-5L5-S1 and cervical spine 5-6-7. As well as C2-3-4. And no major spasm is noticed in the paravertebral region, trapezius, muscles, cervical area, or in the lower back area, or quadratus lumbar. They're all normal appearing muscles. And on musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is completely normal. Spine tenderness is described as bilateral SI joint, L4-5L5-S1, cervical 3-4-5-6-7, which is mild no muscle spasm of the paravertebral muscles, no tenderness, no hypotonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 30, and extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion is 30. And bilateral rotation is also limited to 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40 and extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15 and bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign Lermit test is positive. The thoracic spine Roos test, slump test are negative. And lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Camp test is positive. Straight leg raising test is positive at 15 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg raise test positive bilaterally. Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, favor test is positive bilaterally. Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally. However, standing flexion test couldn't be done due to the patient unable to bend down. Iliac compression test is positive. Distraction test is negative. Extremities examination. Both the shoulders, both wrists are examined and are found to be abnormal. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. Check it out with the template, including knee, hip, and feet. In the shoulder examination, the shoulder joints appear to be normal with no dislocation, fracture, laceration, contusion. On palpation, there are no tender points except in the supraspinatus region. And patient has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees on right and the left side. Baseline pain is around 5. And there is obviously a upper extremities weakness in motor. Power 4/5. A special test were conducted and were found positive bilaterally. Hawken-Kennedy test was positive bilaterally. Speed test, near test, anterior and posterior apprehension test are found positive. Distally, in the wrist and hand examinations, it is found that the wrist appears to be normal without any deviation, and hand without any deviation, swelling, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture. The color of the skin is normal. There is no atrophy of thenar prominence. Range of motions are normal. Reflexes are normal. Tinel sign is positive, Phelan sign is positive. And rest of the lower extremities are completely normal. Patient is able to walk well and there are not appreciable motor weakness identified. Diagnosis. In the right hip, patient has complaints of slight pain on examination. However, it appears that it most likely is coming from SI joint, unless there is some other reports come through. In the diagnosis, in general, E66.9110, V89.2XXT, S09.90XA, Z79.891. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, shoulders M25.511, M25.512. M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. In the wrist, M25.531, M25.532, and M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02. Right hip, M25.551, M16.11. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXA. SI joint, M46.1 bilaterally, along with S33.5, XXA, M54.17. Plan of care is from the template. And treatment plan is as follows. For Javela Ki, physical therapy is ordered for the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as right hip and both SI joint along two times a week, along with traction massage, echotherapy. Patient is advised about chiropractic care, acupuncture, massage, laser treatment has been discussed with her, and all the alternative treatments have been advised to her and discussed with her based on her MRI findings. This patient is provided a disability for work, housework, replacement, transportation, and a case management. The MRI that are associated with the visit are as follows. Patient brought MRIs that are done on April 18, 2024 at Northland Radiology. And the MRI for the cervical spine shows mild C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 spinal stenosis with moderate foraminal stenosis. There is a bulging, there is a herniated disc at C2-3 and C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. In the thoracic spine, there is a broad-based disc bulge at T23, T45, T56, T67, T7 and 8. In the lumbar spine, there is a disc bulge at L23, L34, L45, L5S1, along with herniated disc at L34 and L5S1 with grade 1 anterior listasis of L4 on L5. With bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis, ligament of labrum hypertrophy, and also associated facet joint arthrosis. The MRI for the pelvis and hip are also available. And they show in the MRI of the right hip, shows arthritic changes, mild osteoarthritis, and no other issues are identified. CT scan of the facial bones is negative, and there is another MRI for the hip available as showing small right hip joint effusion. Pelvic MRI is negative for any pathology. And MRI of the left hip is also negative. The patient has been advised about all of this findings and pathology has been discussed. Alternate plan of care has been discussed with her. In addition, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, I did, just did it. International pain procedure, patient is will be recommended. All the procedure, once all the records are available, there is an IME record, there is a deposition of the patient, and she was injured 1 year ago. Records from Northland Radiology has been requested. Her police report is requested, as well as the pictures of the car. Surgical options will be discussed later, including spinal cord stimulation device, and a referral could be will be made accordingly. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted at this time, as the patient doesn't have very many symptoms of neurotrauma. Attended care is questionable. Caseworker, yes. Patient brought a caseworker. Past medical records are being ordered released. Investigations, no investigation is ordered today. DMEs, patient already has all the DMEs. Thank you. Follow visit in 15 minutes.